Iraqi insurgents have shot down a number of American helicopters in recent weeks. One of them went down northwest of Baghdad, and seven people were killed in that crash on February 7th. They included the pilot, Marine Captain Jennifer Harris. She came from the town of Swampscott, Massachusetts, and it's another somber milepost for that town, as Kurt Nickisch reports from member station WBUR.
This small seaside town thought it knew loss. There was a local businessman who died on a plane on 9/11, then the journalist from Swampscott who was killed in Iraq in 2003, and finally, this past September, a 20-year-old Army specialist killed by a roadside bomb.
So when her death was announced, this sense of people being stopped in their tracks, no, that couldn't be. Not Jennifer.
As Reverend Dean Peterson prepared to minister Captain Harris's funeral yesterday, the town stopped in its tracks once again. Swampscott closed its Oceanside Boulevard for the horse-drawn carriage pulling Harris's flag-draped casket. With the church full, dozens of mourners waited outside in a biting winter wind that whipped the ocean waves. After the service, hundreds of people followed the carriage on foot to the cemetery. They walked along the waterfront, under fire engine ladders raised and crossed like sabers, and through Jared Raymond Square, named for the Army specialist who died in September. Michelle Barden brought her young son and daughter.
It's important for my children to understand the sacrifices people are making in this country and that these aren't adults, they're young people.
As the procession continued under the railroad tracks, past the high school and up the hill to the cemetery, people came out of bunting-adorned houses to pay their respects. Mary Jane English held an American flag, her face puffy from tears and the bitter wind.
Something like this happens and I say, is it really worth it now? These two lives, and when it ends up like this, it's just above and beyond. A terrible loss.
Reverend Dean Peterson says it will take some time for residents here to come to terms with the loss and their feelings about the war.
And I think right now, not that Swampscott is a barometer for the nation, but I think it does reflect in a microscopic way this confusion that we have.
Outside Peterson's church by the waterfront, the U.S. flag flies at half staff. Below it, a banner with two gold stars, one for Jared Raymond and one for Jennifer Harris. Swampscott, Massachusetts is hoping hers will be the last. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch.